Hello and welcome to Sellers and Makers, a place artisans can come together in community. This podcast is season 2, episode 1. And I am Hope Dale and here with
Christina Schulman. And we are, I guess, Everything Embroidery Market is so excited to bring this podcast back to you. A lot has happened since our last podcast. I don't even know where to start.
From the top.
Yes, from the top. So we are coming, just came back from Everything Embroidery Market in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're just, I think, finally settling back into what is normal life. Yes. If back to the living. So we wanted to do a quick little recap of everything that has happened and some of the awesome things that went down in Chattanooga, and then talk about our next upcoming show. Actually, okay, leading up to the show, we started this new thing where we chatted with some of our wonderful, amazing vendors and teachers on Facebook Live. And if you have not joined us there, if you haven't liked our page, our Everything Embroidery Market page on Facebook, you should do it, because that's something that's super fun. And we will definitely 100% continue doing that before each one of the shows. So that's something that's new and exciting and fun.
And it's very similar to the podcast. It's just a little bit shorter, maybe not as in-depth with the vendors, but still very much kind of the same setup.
Yeah. So if you enjoy this, you're definitely going to enjoy that. I think our podcast is going to be more geared a little bit to the person. It's like the person that we're interviewing, their background, and then their journey through business or their hobby or whatever it is. And then our interview at our Facebook page is going to be more geared to their business and what their business and them are bringing to the show itself. So that's going to be a little bit of the differentiator, but it's still going to be a very similar style to this. Of course, Hope and I will be there, and then we'll be interviewing some of your favorite people. So join us. Yeah. Hope, let's start out talking about one of your favorite things from EEM. This was your first show. So talk about that. Talk about your experience being a newbie.
Well, my first show, it was a lot of what I thought it would be, kind of the setup. Granted, I was behind the scenes working with Christina and all the other lovely ladies that we couldn't do it without. So I had heard, maybe I was more so prepared than maybe someone just signing up. There was a lot of people I loved. My favorite part was getting to see all of the attendees and the ones that were so excited to be there and had matching shirts and just were like so excited to have a gals weekend and just be there. And they were in such high spirits. And I'm sure you know which specifically the group that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes. I'll talk about them here, but you finish your thought.
Yeah. So they were so much fun. And I loved meeting everybody, like everyone, because so much behind the scenes happens and we're responding to emails or Facebook or whatever. And I feel like I know a lot of these people, and I know that's what you have said previously, but like, it's nice to put like an actual, like in-person face with a name that maybe you've seen a little thumbnail picture, or maybe you've just seen the name on an email, but you're like, oh yes, I helped you with your tickets, or I helped you switch a class, or, you know, it's fun. For me, it was that communication part. I think all of the classes and all of the vendors, it was just wonderful. I loved meeting the vendors that I have. I was fortunate enough to do the podcast with or do a live with. It was nice to put a face, you know, it was that communication aspect, which I feel like is EEM's, like what we really try to do and strive for. But you understand it better once you've been there.
Yeah. And, I think you can only prepare so much. And then when you're there, you're like, okay, so I knew this was going to happen, but oh my gosh, now I feel it happening. Like, I see the joy. So I want to talk about those lovely ladies. Okay. I'm going to wait to tell you what they call themselves, but mm-hmm. they from the very second they came together as a group, the second they walked up to registration, the energy went from here to here. Okay. Yes. If you're listening on the podcast, you can't see my hand, but the energy went through the roof, guys. Like the energy sustained the entire weekend. These ladies are a ball of energy and I love them. And it was fun to just kind of watch the dynamic because it was a group of several ladies and they just genuinely enjoyed each other. They brought a wagon. Every day they filled it. One of the days it was just,
I think they filled it twice.
They had a wagon full of just stabilizer. And I was like, you guys are stocking up and I love it. And they were just super pumped. Every day they had matching shirts. They had stitched something for the side of their wagon and it said their name. So they call themselves the Sassy Stitchers. And y'all, I just want to be their best friend.
I think we are, aren't we?
I want to be. You guys bring me with you. If you ever go thing that's not EEM or just hang out on the weekends, like,
yeah,
I want to come. I want to come. It was just fun.
They were a fun group.
Yes. And then the excitement that they had, you know, as they walked through the vendor hall and then everything that they did through the weekend, it continued. And then it continued after we had the pleasure of meeting up with, not on purpose, we just happened to be at the same hotel and they were enjoying their evening together. And the EEM staff was having a little cocktail, just kind of relaxing at the end of the day. And we just happened to run into them. And again, they're super fun. So I agree. That was definitely one of my favorite parts of the show. For me, I've got five kids and my oldest daughter at the last show was a giveaway fairy where they give away little treats in little bags to the attendees. They dress up in little fairy costumes and they have a little basket and they just pass out goodies to the people that are at the show. And all the ladies absolutely love it. So of course we had to do that again this time. Well, my child number three, my youngest daughter, I've got two. My youngest daughter wanted to, I guess, follow in her sister's footsteps. And so she got to be a little fairy as well. And y'all, maybe she's a little entrepreneur, but
she is. I forgot about this. This was my favorite.
It was like, Casey, why do you have money? Why do you have a dollar bill? And she was like, I don't know. I told them it was free. And one of the ladies gave me a dollar. And I was like, no, it's free. But I really think that I know it made her day. And I think that it made several of you ladies' days too. So if one of you are listening and you are the one that gave or one of the few, because, you know, if you are one
several
of the
few dollars in there,
several dollars, if you are one of the few that gave her a dollar, thank you. You shouldn't have done that because that was not what that was all about. But she was so proud. She counted her money and she was like, I want to do this every day. So what's another thing? So we had several new teachers. So like Nikki, the Sassy Subber, this was her very first trade show. And that was fun to kind of watch her, I guess, explore the in-person teaching and just see. Oh, she lit up. She did a demo in the sewingmachines.com booth and people flocked to watch her just show her craft, right? What else? I loved seeing the lines at All Stitched Up by Angela.
In the last 2 hours, it was insane. Like everybody's like, I got to go get my stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I'm sure she enjoyed that as well.
Yeah. Yes. So one of my other very favorite things, I'm going to show on the camera if you're watching on one of the video things, but if you cannot see and you're listening on our podcast, I just showed a leopard tumbler with the EEM logo laser engraved. So Barbara Payne with Wild About Me Blank, she brought all these tumblers and a whole bunch of other stuff to the show. And her booth was actually right next to the Epilogue Laser booth. And so they were doing demos pretty much the entire show. My daughter and her friend Brooklyn were just infatuated watching this thing run. And she took her own money and went over to the booth and purchased a tumbler an epilogue, engraved it, laser engraved it with her name on it. And it was so fun to watch, super cool. And she's trying to convince me that now I need a laser, but which she's probably not wrong, but I told her when she can afford it, we can buy one. No, I can't add one more thing at this point, maybe one day. But Barbara was so kind to give Hope and I some tumblers with,
they are so cool,
with our logo on it. And so that was something super special, not expected at all. But she was just like, you know what? I love you guys. I love my product. I love Epilogue Lasers. And here, take this. And I was like, that's perfect. I'm always drinking coffee on our lives. And now I have something with our logo on it. So thanks, Barbara.
I can't wait to get mine.
Okay. So I have to talk about this one, our giveaway. If you've been following us on social media or our email blasts, we actually gave away a 6-needle machine that was donated by Chattanooga Sewing Machines and More. And with the machine, we also gave away a set of hoops from the jerky, and you know, a high number value of what is it? A high dollar value giveaway. And people were pumped. They were super excited. And Jan Banks was the winner of our embroidery machine. And she said that she just had a feeling. She knew she was going to win. And she was in tears. I was in tears. I don't know. That was like, for me, the perfect way to end the show, because everyone was excited. I think everyone at that point was a little tired too. But yes, then to see her pure joy and excitement from winning that machine, that she's like, I'm going to do business. Like, she just left excited. And I don't know, she's also been a long time customer of Love That Cotton. And so I feel like I knew her even before the show. And so to see that she won it, it just was very special.
That is special. Yeah. And it's always, I mean, it's fun just to see it. I mean, we were all excited about the grand prize before the show. I mean, when we found out what it was going to be and all of that, we were just so pumped. And then to see it make its way to its new home, and everybody was so pumped about it that it's so fun to watch it go to someone.
Right. Well, and not even just her. We had a lot of other awesome, awesome giveaways.
Right.
Sewingmachine.com gave away a heat press. Sewing Seeds Designs, she had these really adorable like hangers, door hangers. That, like, it was like a sewing machine, like a floral type store.
They were super cute.
So
it was like an old school sewing machine.
Yes.
With florals.
Peggy Pegboard Crafts, she did some sublimation mugs and
gift cards.
Yes, there were lots of gift cards. There was
a computer.
Yes, the compute, like just all kinds of stuff. We were able to bundle some of the gifts, I guess, from the different vendors into just one big or several big giveaway items. So if you won, like, you hit the jackpot. So that was fun.
I wish I could have signed up for it, but frowned upon.
Employees not allowed. No, but me too. No, me too.
Yeah, no, they were great, great door prizes or giveaways. Giveaway, yeah. Door prizes, same thing.
Yes. One of the other things that I like to hear was people being excited after they leave classes, right? So people come, I feel like, for three different reasons. One is for a week, a getaway weekend with their friends. They want to go and hang out and just be around people that enjoy the same thing they do. Two is for of the educational side. They are coming specifically for those classes because they want to learn something new, or they want to perfect what they've been trying, or they just want to, I don't know, branch out in some way. And then the third is stop with the vendors and potentially get some really good deals or see something in person that they didn't have the chance to do. But the class portion, it was just amazing. People were eating it up, and it was fun to watch. Like, someone would go take a class and then they would come right back to registration and be like, you know what? That was so good. I want to take another one. Mm-hmm. You know, is Lisa Shaw teaching another class? Can I get into it? And that brings me to another point for the next show. If there's a class you want to take, sign up for it and sign up for it early, because we sold out several classrooms before the event even started. And then, like, by Thursday.
I mean, those classes were going. People got there and they're like, I want that one and that one and that one and that one. And
yeah. And then, you know, the feedback was great. They were like, I learned so much from that photography class, or I learned so much from Erin with our success group about business plans and
pricing for profit.
For profit, or how to build an Etsy store, or just all these different things that even we had a beginner applique class that, I don't know, some people are like, oh, I know how to do that. But even if you know how to do something, you can always learn something else. Angela with All Stitched Up by Angela gave us some feedback. She's been teaching this class, what is it, the sewing and craft room essentials, for a while now. And she said she switched it up just a little bit, and it was one of the best classes she's had. It was full. And those ladies followed her back to her booth because they were so pumped. And I know they got value from that. So
that's what in the last 2 hours, that 30 people deep line was from. It was right after she did that class.
Yes. I don't know. My mind's going a million miles a minute. It was going a million miles a minute there. And there's always room to improve or change or whatever. But all I can say is I feel like it was a success. I know a ton of people left there happy and excited for the next one. And Hope and I learned so much that we're going to turn around and use at the next show.
We've been talking about it already, nonstop.
Yes. We've been talking about it already. I'm sure Hope's already tired of me being like, ooh, and I have this idea and I have that idea. And
I've had ideas too.
You have. And sorry, I'm not trying to, that's not what I meant, but I love you. That is something that I really want to encourage you. If you are not there and you have something that you want to see, please tell us. If you were there and you loved something, tell us so we can make sure we continue it. If you were there and there's something you want changed, tell us. If there's a vendor you want, tell us. If you wished we had the cash bar every day, tell us. You know, every single person that takes the time out of their day to send us a message or call or email or whatever to tell us something negative or positive, we take it to heart and then we talk about it and then we see what we can do to make it better. So please.
Especially like class ideas and vendors that you'd like to see, because we do our best to research all these vendors and try to get more in here. But if there's some that you like or that you know of, we're all ears. And also classroom, having some ideas for classes that y'all want makes it easier for us to book a teacher for them, because then we're like, okay, who's this? And
yes. You know, and book a room, right? So if I know that I'm having an overwhelming amount of people say, I want to take a class on Shopify, I know to put that class in a bigger room that can seat more people and then accommodate you. So there's lots of moving parts, but every little bit of feedback that we get is helpful. So please don't be shy. Please be shy. This, we do it for you guys. We do it for every single one of you. I genuinely want you to walk away feeling like that was worth your time, money, and energy, and you're excited to do it again. So, okay. So that brings us to doing it again.
We're already on it.
We're on it. So our next show is going to be in Myrtle Beach. We're trying to shout it from the rooftops a little bit. It's been all over our social media, and we will continue to do that. And we're going to be sending out some email blasts too with information. At this point in time, registration's not open yet, but that's because we are finalizing some vendors and we are finalizing some class information. So again, that's why we need your feedback right now so that we can get those people and everything all lined out and ready to go. So I don't have an exact date for when registration will launch. And quite frankly, I'm not quite ready to give you an estimate either. I will say it will happen sooner than later, but it's going to be good. You guys, we already have lots of vendors signed up. Just yesterday, we had several inquiries about other vendors that heard about Chattanooga and are wanting to jump on for Myrtle Beach. And so that's exciting.
So if that's you, if you want to become a vendor, just reach out to us. You can email us or get us on Facebook. We're more than happy to talk to you.
Yes.
We want all the vendors. So
yes. So vendors@eemshows.com if you're wanting to reach out about vending. If you are wanting to give a suggestion about anything and you're an attendee, you can contact us at customerservice@eemshows.com. So either way, we'll see it. We'll reach out and see what we can do. But the dates are, so initially it was going to be the 22nd through the 24th. But as of today, we're working to see if we can add the extra shopping time the day before. That this last show in Chattanooga was the very first time that we did that. It was a hit. Overwhelmingly, people are excited about that. So
it also really helped with registration to where there wasn't as much. The line was never as long.
Right. Yeah, it definitely helped with that logistical part of just the running of the show.
Yes. So
that's coming. And we will make sure that here in the next couple of weeks that we have, or hopefully the next couple of weeks, we'll have registration up. We're working on a brand new ticketing software that, again, will make things easier for you. We're looking at working on the website so that it's easier to navigate. We are, like I said, signing up vendors, signing up classes. There's a whole lot of things that we're doing behind the scenes, but it's all with you in mind. So join us in Myrtle Beach, September, for sure, the 22nd and maybe the 21st. So
we will have that all on our website. And of course, that will be email blast. It'll be all over Facebook whenever we do launch registration. We are trying to simplify and streamline everything so it's very easy to navigate. I know that was an issue for some, and we have heard you loud and clear. Mm-hmm. And we are just trying to continue to streamline and make things easier.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we wouldn't have known if people didn't tell us. So I'm glad we do and do know that now and can adjust. And to be honest, I'm very excited about our new ticketing software. It's going to be like amazing. It's going to be awesome.
It is.
I want to say thank you. Okay. So thank you to every single one of you guys who came to the show. Thank you to every single one of our vendors and sponsors. And I know it's a commitment, right? Whether it's a time commitment, a money commitment, you guys made a commitment to our show to come, and we appreciate you. So thank you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for coming. Okay. So if you guys are planning to come to Everything Embroidery Market in Myrtle Beach, and you know that that's something that you're going to do, I would like to direct you also over to EEM Connect. And if you guys are not familiar with that, that essentially is our online community. So EEM does not do a virtual show. It is a place where we'll do tutorials. We'll have vendors in there that you can ask questions. There are some coupon codes. And with your membership, if you choose the yearly membership, you actually get to go to one of the shows, one show a year. General admission is free.
And 10% off classes.
Right. And 10% off of classes. So the fee that you pay for the show is you're going to pay it anyway if you know you're going to go. You just get extra by signing up for EEM Connect. We also will be releasing our podcast to the EEM Connect community a week before everyone else. So that's something to keep in mind. But yeah, we hope you join us at EEM in Myrtle Beach. We hope you join us at EEM Connect. And we hope you join us here again at Sellers and Makers Podcast. We already have talked to a few of our guests, our guest speakers on the podcast. And I'd also like to invite you to tell us who you'd like to hear from. We love the chatting part. Like, I could chat all day.
We do.
We do. We do chat all day. I think we spent like maybe 6 or 7 hours, lots of hours just yesterday on the phone. So lots of talks. Lots of talking. And so we want to talk with who you want to hear from. So
let us know.
Yes. So thanks for listening to, I guess, season 2, episode 1 of Sellers and Makers Podcast. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for episode 2. It's coming soon. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Bye.
Bye.